It'll be the sixth running this November 10th through the 12th. So we started this journey 7 years ago to build the city's official running event with a heavy, heavy focus on wellness and you know, really showing off what makes St. Pete so wonderful with of course, an opportunity to build community around our charities like the St. Pete Free Clinic, the Youth Farm, and Gold Together. And it's been just incredible to see the growth. So November 10th through the 12th, we're going to have our sixth running with over 6,000 runners. We've seen growth every year since our inception, which again is just, it's incredible to look back at the journey and the incredible support we've received. And this year, with the addition of the Good Sweat Festival on November 10th from 2 to 7, we expect our total audience to now exceed over 15,000 participants. So not only has the running race grown every year, our charitable contributions have grown every year, but of course now the wellness festival is really starting to take hold in the community too.
That is Ryan Jordan, co-founder of St. Pete Run Fest, this weekend on the Bayfront in St. Petersburg.
I think what makes the city of St. Pete so wonderful is how wonderful the community comes together. And I think that really is on full display at Run Fest, where I think back when we first started the event, not knowing how this was going to go and just being overwhelmed by the support we received from the community, from local business leaders. And I really think it's that commitment to the community in St. Pete, which is what makes it special. And you really see that, you feel that, and it comes across in terms of the experience of the event. And I think that's really what differentiates it. And I recently asked one of our ambassadors who's out in the community, you know, talking about the event, and I asked her, and I asked, well, what makes St. Pete Run Fest, you know, special? Why do you do this? And it was really, it hit me, and how simple the answer was, but it was, she said how wonderful and how supportive and how positive the community around the event is really what makes the event special. And I think that although it's hard to quantify, but you can feel it. And I think a lot of it has to do with just how wonderful the community is and the positive people that make the event up.
Ryan, those of us who love St. Pete as we do are often accused of touting it too much, and we're accused of bias because it is our hometown.
You know, of course, it's hard for us to separate our bias, but, you know, as someone that travels quite a bit and gets an opportunity to meet a lot of people in a lot of different communities, I think St. Pete is different. And, you know, certainly we do everything we can at Run Fest to really show that off. And, you know, that comes from the local partners and sponsors. I mean, if you look at, you know, who all is involved, it's a who's who of businesses in the community, right? So from the Rolling Oats to the Green Bench to the Three Daughters to the, I mean, so it is an extensive list of just really good people and partners and you know, pillars in our community. And then the charities too. I mean, from the St. Pete Free Clinic, which again, I think we can't do enough to help highlight what they're doing in our community every day. With as wonderful and positive as this conversation is, you know, there's still 30,000 of our neighbors that, you know, require their food, you know, every month. So, you know, I think the more we can do to help, you know, just raise the awareness around what they're doing, I think just will continue to strengthen our community. But yeah, it's a special place. And I think Run Fest is really, it's a special event. And yeah, you know, I mean, it's interesting too, when you start thinking as new as the event is, you know, with, you know, and I want to make sure that we highlight that the city is still the star of the show. But we've been recognized as Race of the Decade by some really big time race publications, which to me is flattering. But again, I think just again showcases how amazing the community is, really.
Obviously, Run Fest is about running, but it's about a whole lot more too.
It sure is, and that's, you know, we built the event really on three primary principles. One, we wanted to drive wellness in our community. Two, we wanted to drive and help raise awareness and funds for charity. And third is sustainability. And we think that's important. And in large scale events, we consume a lot. And so the more we can be particular and prescriptive in terms of using, you know, getting away from single-use plastics, getting away from styrofoams. You know, it's been a huge effort for us, to the point where, you know, we now use reusable cups on the course, which I think is an interesting concept. So as opposed to, you know, cups making a landfill, we're actually using reusable cups and compostable cups. So last year we had close to 50,000 cups that we avoided, you know, getting into a landfill, no single-use plastic. So we're, you know, we give tumblers to those that use a big water monster at the finish line. So no single-use plastics. And I think that the thing that's probably the most important and valuable, and I'd even say satisfying, is the commitment that our partners make to make that happen. It's hard for Green Bench and for Three Daughters and for our, you know, and Rollin' Oats to all bring the type of experience they do. It's expensive without using plastics and without using styrofoams. And they've all made that commitment to also support sustainability. So yes, we do a lot on our end, but I think it's also the city and our partners and sponsors that make huge investments there. But it's important, and we think it's important not only for us, but for other events that come to you know, St. Pete, to also be responsible, to come to the community and leave it better than they found it, right? That's our motto. Is when we come to the, you know, our event is held in beautiful Albert Whitted Park, and you know, we do our part before we, you know, close up shop on November 12th, ensure that park looks better than when we found it. So it's an important piece and pillar of the event for sure.
And it all gets underway Friday afternoon at Albert Whitted Park.
Yeah, Friday is I mentioned earlier the Good Sweat Festival, and that is again, that's going to be 50 plus vendors. We've got live music acts, we've got entertainers. It really is a festival, and that starts at 2 o'clock on November 10th. That is a Friday afternoon, and that is down in Albert Whitted Park, with plenty of parking right by the airport in the Mahaffey lot. And of course, the wonderful thing about St. Pete is we have tons of downtown parking, which is all within a half mile of where we'll be. So beautiful setting. We're going to have, you know, live music. We have, I'll call it a taste of St. Pete with some of our best local food options. We're going to have, you know, what you might expect is kind of traditional fitness and fitness tech. But we're also going to have, you know, artists from the Warehouse Arts District. We're going to have Body Electric there with their Body Electric Village this year, which got a very unique group of wonderful vendors that will be doing demonstrations and really making for a differentiated experience. And yeah, that will be the afternoon of the Friday, November 10th. And then the evening, we actually have Central Cycling is also going to be doing a glow ride underneath our finish line. So tons of unique experiences for really the whole family on that afternoon.
We're speaking with Ryan Jordan, co-founder of St. Pete Run Fest, now in its sixth year. Well, Ryan, after a big Friday afternoon and early evening, we move on to Saturday morning.
The Saturday is really a wonderful, very positive event because we have so many folks involved. And yes, it is kicked off early, 7 a.m. on November 11th, Veterans Day. So 7 a.m. is our 10K, our Rollin' Oats 10K kicks things off at 7 a.m. We'll have, you know, roughly 1,500 runners in the first race. At 8:45 is going to be our Duke Clean Energy Connection race, which starts at 8:45. That's one of our larger races. We're going to be well over 2,000 runners in that this year. And then we get into the mascot race, the kids race, and this year we're adding for our furry friends the Pelly Paw Doggy Dash, which starts at noon. So it really is a wonderful, you know, the distances are, and they're all walk or run. So we have a lot of individuals that just want to get out and enjoy a wonderful Saturday morning. We got the Saturday morning market right down the way from us, because this is all down in that waterfront area by Albert Whitted Park, with the start line in front of the Dalí Museum, the finish line in front of the Mahaffey. So you can't come up with a more scenic St. Pete experience. And the energy and vibe on that Saturday is something special, because you're going to have 10,000 plus people, beautiful Saturday morning. It's a pretty special experience there on that Saturday. Sunday is is our marquee race. This is the race that's made national recognition in terms of one of the races of the decade. It is our Regenex Half Marathon, and that does start at 7 a.m. as well. This is our largest race. We'll have well over 2,000 runners in that race as well. And that goes 13 miles through downtown St. Pete, again, starting in front of the Mahaffey, and then, I'm sorry, starting in front of the Dolly and then finishing in front of the Mahaffey. It's going to be our largest half marathon that we've ever had. And I always say that there's no better event to show off our city than, you know, having to actually run or walk through 13 miles of it. So we actually have it go through some of what we consider to be unique areas that we want to highlight. So you have some of the South Side. You've got the lots of Grand Central. We dip down into the Warehouse Arts District. We actually have a Gulf Coast Beer Mile celebrating our incredible craft beer scene that starts at Three Daughters, you know, runs by Grand Central Brewing, and then finishes at Green Bench. And it's very unique in terms of just the support, because along the entire 13 miles, I call it a 13 mile street party, because there is a lot of energy, a lot of local businesses get out and support. So if you're ever going to get out and knock off a half marathon, this one is going to make it as fun as it could possibly be to run 13 miles, because the city really gets behind it. So it's a heck of an experience.
The 6th St. Pete Run Fest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Albert Whitted Park on the Bayfront and along the streets of the Sunshine City on Saturday and Sunday. Radio St. Pete will broadcast live Friday afternoon from Albert Whitted Park. The Good Sweat Festival, we hope you will join us beginning at 2 o'clock. Our thanks to Ryan Jordan, co-founder of St. Pete Run Fest. Full information on this weekend's big event is at stpeterunfest.org.